Welcome to another episode of Living an Ultralife. My name is Mike, and this week you get the pleasure of listening to me. But before we jump into this week's podcast, we have an exciting opportunity for our beloved listeners. If you feel like you have benefited from this podcast, we have a Ko-fi.com link that will show up in the show notes. And also, if you go to the Instagram handle at MyCornerUltra, you can go to the bio and the link will be there too. And we would really appreciate anything that you could give to help offset the cost of this podcast. And without further ado, here we go with Not All Who Wander Are Lost. No guests this week. This has been a first for a long time. We've had some amazing, amazing guests on, and we've got some more amazing guests that are coming up. And I really encourage you to listen next week on Memorial Day. We've got a really incredible guest coming on, and instead of publishing on Tuesday morning, which is the morning after Memorial Day, we're going to publish on Memorial Day. So I really encourage you guys, listen on Memorial Day, because really, really cool guest. But this week, it's me. And this week, I wanted to talk about something that those of you who know me know that my mindset on running is probably a little bit different than most people's mindset. Running is where I reset my mental, emotional, thinking brain, and it's just an amazing thing for me. I love running. I just absolutely love everything about running. So I'm titling this one, Not All Who Wander Are Lost. And the point of this is that sometimes you just got to do a wandering run, and that may be the reset that your body and your mind really need. And so all this came from a few nights ago. I was sleeplessly working through some things at the office, relationship, trying to figure out how to keep training with an ever-increasingly busy schedule for my long and outrageous runs. And once I figured out that sleep wasn't going to come, I got out of bed, put on some running clothes, comfortable pair of shoes, and just grabbed my house key, and I stepped outside. As I descended the stairs, I remember I had taken my Coros watch off when I showered the night before, and it was still sitting on the bathroom sink. So half of me, and all of you who are runners who will enjoy this dilemma, half of me is taking one step back up the stairs to go get my watch. The other half is saying, nah, just go for a run. And, you know, it was just this war, which half of my brain is going to win out. Wear the watch and record it, because, you know, if it's not on Strava, it didn't actually happen. So I'm doing this step up, step down, stepped up, step down. It seemed like it went on for an hour. It was probably only like 30 seconds. But anyway, then I said, well, I don't even have my cell phone. So yes, you guys, the struggle is real. So once again, I do the one step up, one step down, seemed like it went on for another hour. And then I just said, you know what, screw this, just go for a run. And so I did. So then I got out to the parking lot in my city that never sleeps and always seems to be awake. And my brain was working fiercely trying to figure out what route I wanted to take. Do I go through the budget parking lot and do kind of a budget parking lot and then loop back through Kempsville Greens and, you know, kind of do that route? Do I go and do the golf course? What do I do? And all of a sudden, it was like, you know, that still small voice that says, would you just go run? Figure it out on the run. And I just took off on this wandering run, and it was amazing. I didn't think about what direction I took off. I just started running, and it was just incredible what happened. As I'm aimlessly wandering off at my pedestrian pace, the most amazing thing happened. I stopped thinking. As I continued to run aimlessly across the golf course, literally across the golf course, I wasn't following the golf path like I usually do. I ended up in this neighborhood that I don't think I'd ever run it at night. And suddenly this bridge appears out of nowhere. And I don't remember which road I was on. The sun's coming up. I'm on this bridge, little kind of like fog on the water and everything. And I'm like, I don't even know where I am. And I had this overwhelming peace where I just didn't want the run to stop. I was like, this, I could keep on running forever because this just feels good. Somehow I ended up at an intersection that I recognized, and I made the turn back to my condo. And when I unlocked the door and looked at the wall clock, I noticed that I had ran for nearly 2 hours. And I couldn't tell you where I'd been for the last 2 hours. Even if you had waterboarded me, I couldn't tell you where I'd been for 2 full hours. All I knew was that I felt more refreshed after a run than I had felt in ages, all because I was out wandering. And that's when the J.R.R. Tolkien quote came in. Not all who wander are lost. And it's from The Lord of the Rings. And that just cut through everything foggy in my brain. And I realized maybe, just maybe, I'm onto something important. So as I started getting ready to go to work, I was like, you know, this may be important to the whole running thing. Sometimes it's important to just drop the running route. And this kind of thought came about. I was talking with one of my friends, and he also runs long distances, and he was talking about how he felt burned out with his running. And I asked him how often he changes his routine. And he said that during the week, you know, because of work, family, and all that kind of stuff, he has a handful of routes that he sticks to because he knows how long they take. And then on the weekend, he'll run a handful of other routes based on what else he has to do during the day. He's a really busy guy, and I get it. And then I asked him how often he runs without his watch, and you would think that I had just asked him to shave his head and be bald like me. He was shocked. You know, it was just one of those things, you know, that the look on his face was just like, oh my gosh, how could you possibly run without your watch? It won't get on Strava, and you know, you might not capture a segment or get the legend on a segment, and then the world will come to an end as we know it. And so I explained to him how I leave the watch and cell phone at home and just wander. And his question was the same that I get from my wife and my mom, who are concerned with my directional challenges. And they say, what if you get lost? And he asked the same thing. So I take off on this wandering run, and I texted him, and I said, not all who wander are lost. And his response was appropriate as he texted back, but all who lost eventually call for rescue, which made me chuckle. He's probably not wrong. But, you know, I did find my way home, so there, I do have that point going. But the more I thought about this, the more I began to understand that wandering is beneficial not just for running, but for our overall mental, emotional, and physical health. And so I started, because this is kind of how my life is, I started looking for articles that might support my seemingly innocuous, weird thought. And I found this article on a website called Whole Life Challenge that I really would encourage you all to read, and we'll put the link in the show notes. And it was called How to Take the Routine Out of Your Running and Enjoy It Again. Karen Kotzenbach nailed it with this article. In a way, we runners are like one of the last sentences in her article. She said, don't be like me and keep pushing through when you've lost the joy for the movement. And so I got to thinking about this, and I'm like, okay, so bring the joy back to running. Running is this thing that we get to do. I look at running as one of life's gifts to me. And running should be a joy. Running should be something that you do, not because, you know, you're trying to be faster than everybody else. If you are, that's fine. But running should be this thing that just brings you extreme joy. And it brings you this feeling of euphoria when you're finished with the run just because you got to go for a run. And I was thinking, okay, so bring the joy back to running. Change your routine. Wander. You might just amaze yourself with how refreshed you feel. The other benefit is that you'll see a difference in your running. I study running. I enjoy it. I took the ultra running course from UESCA, became an ultra running coach. I'm not pushing the agenda to become, you know, world renowned ultra running coach. It's out there. If people want to take advantage of it, I think I'm pretty good at coaching people to run long. I think I'm really, really good at providing crew services, which is something that as I develop this side hustle, it's going to be more about crewing and pacing and less about, you know, coaching you to a PR performance, because I think crewing and pacing is one of the most important parts to nailing PRs on really, really long endurance runs. But I think that if you begin to set a wander run into your routine, that you're going to see a difference in your run. That's what happens. You go out, you wander sometimes, and you're going to find yourself maybe on that tempo run, you all of a sudden have a little bit more fast in your step. Or maybe it's a more even pace. Maybe there's no variation between pace. And that's one of the things that I think is more important than how fast can you go. What's the variation between pace? Because if you're running a 7-minute mile 1 mile and you're running a 9-minute mile the next mile, and then back to a 7-minute, 9-minute, and this is during a race I'm talking about, or if you're like me, it's more like you've run an 11-minute mile and then all of a sudden balloons up to a 17-minute mile, then you're really not doing well with your race, and maybe one of the things you need is to just go wander. So there's something about the mental reset benefit of wandering. Since running for me isn't just about the physical benefits, but also the mental and emotional reset and balance I receive from running, I began looking at the benefits of a mental wander. So I read this article. Dr. Sharon Saleen is a psychologist who works with many people with ADHD. And she wrote a short article that raises awareness of what she calls mind drift. It's called The Benefits of Wandering Attention. And she reviews some of the points in a book by Daniel Goleman, Focus, The Hidden Driver of Excellence. And Goleman calls this purposeful action of allowing your mind to wander open awareness and explains the way our brains work through the complexity of daily life. Goleman goes on to explain that all our activities create a neural buzz in our brains, and that buzz can overwhelm our capacity to focus. Celine mainly works with children, but the three things she said to focus on can work for anyone in any situation, including us weird runners. The first thing she said is create technology-free time on a daily or weekly basis. When I go running with neither the focus of a watch nor a phone, I return to an increased focus and purpose, and also the run oftentimes ends up turning out to be a much better run. The second thing she said is make a list of activities that can help you refocus. Now, I personally, I'm very old school, so I do this with a bullet journal. It's a custom journal that I fill with a written list of what I need to do. There's just something about writing things down on a list for me that works really, really well, and it allows me to focus and not just be shotgunning my way through life. It gives me a fantastic journal of what I've done in the past. And I'm not really sure why the physical act of writing something down helps me remember and focus better than the ever-present electronic device, but I enjoy paper and pen. And the third thing she said is take it seriously, take a deep breath, and just wander. So, there's so many things that will happen when you just wander. And I'm going to use an example here. So, growing up, I wanted to be a lawyer. Until in high school, my guidance counselor explained how many more years of school I would need to attend. So, this is how I'm going to make my case for wandering. I'm going to put my lawyer brain on that I never got to be a lawyer because I couldn't see myself sitting still long enough in school to graduate. We're more lost when we stay laser focused and use all these electronic leashes designed to make life easier. Wandering allows you to get out from under the weight of constantly being in touch with everybody and everything. Every run doesn't have to be a particular route. Every run doesn't have to be on pace. Every run doesn't have to be a specific distance. Occasionally, the best thing you can do for your running is to not take it so seriously and just head out the door without a distance, time, or route specified. Wander. Enjoy the feel of the air on your face. Listen to the sounds around you and pick out birds singing over the sound of traffic if you live in a large city. Wander and enjoy yourself. You're not lost. That'll do it for this week's episode of Living an Ultra Life. You guys have a fantastic week. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultra Life.